I spoke a bit about letting go yesterday in my keynote. And I want to deepen that process, deepen an understanding of the process, and actually give you some techniques that you can take away to actually help the letting go, to aid the letting go. Because the curious thing about letting go, as I said yesterday, it's hard to do. Remember the old song, breaking up is hard to do. That's just one aspect of letting go. And the reason it's hard to do is because you can't do it. What we have to do is the undoing of the holding on. And letting go for me is more of a skill we learn through practice. And it gets a skill that we actually begin to develop in life. And I think it's important, letting go as a skill, because it's probably the foundation, or a foundation, just about every spiritual tradition in some way or another has some technique, practice, approach, advice on releasing, what they call it, releasing, non-attachment. I mean, non-attachment is letting go. When we're attached to something, we're holding on. Non-attachment is releasing that attachment. And it's an inner shift. People think non-attachment means not having things. It isn't about not having things. I mean, there is a whole spiritual path of not having anything, of just being a monk without any possessions. But you can have lots of possessions and still practice non-attachment. Non-attachment means that if somebody dents your car, it doesn't become a major emotional, psychological upheaval you have to go and spend 6 weeks with your therapist about. It means, okay, the car's dented, you know, there's a practical issue. Attachment is when we're attached to how it looks and everything like that. So non-attachment is something we practice in relationship to the things. So letting go is not about getting rid of things. It's about changing our relationship to things, not being attached to things, not holding on to how we think things should be or shouldn't be. And I think that's the area where we start holding on, is we start having an idea in our mind that things should be this way, I should be this way, other people should be a certain way, the world around should respond in a certain way. That's often the seed of holding on. And we get these ideas, these beliefs, these attitudes fixed in our mind. And then when either we're not the way we think we should be, other people aren't the way we think we should be, the world isn't, then we start getting upset, irritated, frustrated, because it isn't like the way we're attached to it. So letting go, part of letting go is acceptance of what is. Just be able to move freely with the world. When things change, it's like, ah, okay, how are things now? So in letting go, there's freedom. And freedom, I think, is one of the things we all want inside, to be free, to feel free inside. In our culture, we spend a lot of focus, energy on external freedom, whether it's freedom of speech, freedom to do what you want, travel where you want. I mean, we get very hung up on external freedoms in this culture. And we've done very well. We've had a whole lot of freedoms. And this country in particular emphasizes freedom in the outer aspect. What we haven't done, and it's not just this country, it's probably most of the Western world, probably all the Western world, is really looked at what does freedom really mean? What is inner freedom about? How can I be free inside? Free inside to follow my real inclinations, not the inclinations that are fed into me by society, by the world out there. How can I be free to actually choose what I want to choose, and not just in terms of what we do, but one thing we'll be looking at this afternoon is the freedom to choose how we are inside, the way we be inside. That's the greatest freedom, to choose the way we are with things. And from that comes the way we think and the way we do things. So these are some of the things I want to be looking at as we go through this afternoon.